Now we start the next bracha of Atochoinin. This starts now the emtsoyes. The emtsoyes are the middle brachas. These are the brachas that take up the ikar bulk of Shemana Esrei. That is the bakashas.
Why is Atochoinin
now? So we'll see now. So the 13 brachas that come now are bakashas. And we have to reiterate, like we've mentioned in the past, the Chayvus Halvavus. Mentioned, I think, in the beginning of Shemana Esrei, that the Chayvus Halvavus in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh says that all the bakashas that we ask Hashem, it's not because Hashem doesn't know what we need, and now we're saying, here, this is what I need. I need das, I need tshuva, I need kapara, all these things. No, we know that Hashem knows what we need. The reason that we're saying it is to be ma'ir in ourselves, the understanding that we really need Hashem and rely on Hashem for every small thing. And that's why we make these bakashas. There's one other introduction that it's to the Yud Gimel bakashas over here, which is very important. I saw many years ago a piece of the Nesivas. Famous Nesivus, as in the Ketzos and the Nesivus, he has a sefer on Chumash called Nachlas Yaakov. Nachlas Yaakov, I once got that sefer, Nachlas Yaakov ala Torah, in Parashas Ekev. He talks all about tefillah, and he says there a very interesting thing. Nachlas Yaakov in Parashas Ekev. He says that the Iker Balka Shemana Esrei, as we just said, is the Bakashas. We praise Hashem in the beginning, we thank Him at the end, but all these 13 brachas is Bakashas request. So he said, what's the pshat that Chazal referred to tefillah as Avodah? The Torah calls it Ula'avdei b'chol avavchem. The Gemara in Tainis Daf Beis says it's referring to Avodah Shebelev, which is Tefillah. So why is it called Avodah? What is the definition of Avodah? You're a slave, a servant, is doing something for his master. If a slave takes a 10-minute break and does something for himself, that's not Avodah. That he's doing Avodah Atzmai, Avodah for himself. Avodah's Eved to his master is doing something for Hashem. So here the Tefillah, the bulk of the Tefillah is that we're asking Hashem for Bakashas, and that's called Avodah. We're making sure we have it good. Well, why is that called Avodah? What's the pshat that a Tefillah is called Avodah? What?
In that way.
Oh, some say that we let Hashem help us, because that Hashem helping us, the Gufa gives Hashem a Simcha. But the way the Nachas Yaakov, the way the Nesiva says it, is like this. A different concept. He says like this: if an Eved wants to serve his master, and then he asks something, a personal bakasha on his own, he wants something good also. That personal bakasha is not called avdus. He's not serving Hashem, serving his master with that. He's thinking about himself then. But let's say the servant wants to serve the master. He wants to prepare for him a good meal. He wants to shine his shoes and get him the best clothing and everything like that. He's serving his master. However, there are certain things that get in his way. There are problems and worries that trouble him and get in his way. So he asked the master, please take care of these problems, be misadim my problems, make sure that I'll be healthy and make sure that I'll have enough money to function, I'll be able to get a bus fare to come to your house, I'll be able to do everything. In order that what? In order that I should be freed up to help you. So already those bakashas, those types of requests are called avodah. Avodah, that means I'm asking that all my problems should be set aside. I should have freedom and free time in my schedule and the ability to be able to help you. Says Nesivus, this is really what a Yid is supposed to have kavana when he makes all these bakashas that we're about to get into now. We're asking Hashem for bakashas not because we want refuah, because we care so much about ourselves. We want slicha and we want Mashiach and we want, because we care everything about ourselves. No, the answer is we want to spend our life serving Hashem, doing what Hashem wants, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, helping other people, doing everything that Hashem wants from us. But there are certain things, if your kid is up the whole night because he has 104 temperature and you have to take care of him and you have to run to the hospital, so then the next day, so how are you supposed to be a functioning yid and be able to daven b'tzibur and be able to learn Torah and be able to do the mitzvahs and be patient with other people? It's almost impossible. So we ask Hashem v'fa'enu, send us refuah, we should have yeshiva das, baruch aleinu, we should have parnasa, we should have tshuva, we should have everything good in this world, we should have total yeshiva das. Why? In order that we should be able to serve you better. I admit that it's a high madrega, but a person should get into the habit to try to think about this, at least that this should be in addition to his original kavana. Of course, on our initial madregas, when a person is asking for good things, he has himself in mind also. It's hard to say we shouldn't think about ourselves b'chlal. But at least to think of this also, that the reason that we want these good things is not only so we should be able to enjoy the world better by being healthy and happy and wealthy. That's not the idea of, that shouldn't be the beginning and the end of our bakashas. Bakashas should be that we should want everything that's good in order that we should have yishavadas to be good yidden and to make Hashem proud. We ask, Zachreinu l'chaim, right, in the Aseret Yimei Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hashem should remember us for life. Kosveinu b'sefer achaim, why? L'mancha elekim chaim, for you. So the Sfarim say there also that it means that our ikar request for life should be l'mancha, in order to serve Hashem. that we, if we have life this year, we could be Mekadosh Hashem, we could learn Torah and do mitzvahs, but the Iker Kavana should be Lamancha, and this should be our Kavana at some point during our Shemana Esrei, preferably right now, before Atochayin Ladam Das, that before we make our Bakashas, that our Bakashas should be for the right Kavanas in order to serve Hashem better. Now, what? Oh, that's true also, we'll get to that. Okay, so now the first Bakasha that we have, we start with Atochayin La'adam Das, which is the Bakasha of Das. We ask Hashem for Das, we ask Hashem for all different types of Das. We'll have to get into the exact Nusach of what is Chachma and Das and Haskel and Bina, so we'll see that. But first, why is Das, we were asked before, why is Das the first Bakasha? So the Tur in Simen Kuf Tes Vav says on the Shemayna Esrei, the Tur in Simen Kuf Tes Vav says that we start with the Bakasha of Das because Moiser Ha'adam Min HaBehema, the advantage that a person has over a behemoth is his das. What's different than us? We eat, they go to the bathroom, we go to the bathroom. What differentiates by definition a person from a behemoth is that we have das. So the first thing we have to ask is to just get ourselves on a madrega sa'adam, is to ask for das. In addition to that, there's a Gemara in the Darim, Daf Mem Aleph, you may have learned recently, that Abaya says, Ein ani ela b'deya. The true poor person is someone who has a poor understanding, a person who's an ani b'deya, his das is poor. If a person has das, so he has everything, the famous words that became a song, right? The da bei kula bei, if he has das, then he has everything. Deloi da bei, if he doesn't have das, so ma bei, what does he have? Because a person could have money, a person could have good looks, a person could have anything in this world, but what does it help if he doesn't have das? He's not going to be able to use them in the proper way. And if he has das, he's already doing well, even if he's poverty stricken and has every other problem in the book. But if he has das already, he's an adam, and he's someone who has the most important thing in life. And if that's the case, that would make sense why das, atzachonil adam das, is going to be the first bakasha. One other very cute thing I saw last night, the Chida brings down in his sefer, Birkei Yosef, the Chida brings from one of the Mekubalim, I don't remember who, the Chida says that there's a Gemara in Brachas, Taf Lamed Gimel, that says, Kol mi she'ein lo deya, someone that doesn't have das, asur l'rachem alav. Famous expression, asur l'rachem al mi she'ein lo deya. Guy does something stupid. You know, if you do something without das, it's asur to have rachmanas on you. You can't have rachmanas on someone who doesn't have das. That's the Gemara in Brachas. And Mela says the Chida, we're about to ask Hashem to have rachmanas and give us all bakashas. There's a problem. Asur l'rachem al mi she'ein lo deya. So he says, the first thing we have to ask for das. But first, before you start asking any other thing, Hashem should have rachmanas on you, even though I don't deserve it, but give me good health, and give me good panasa, give me everything, give me Yerushalayim. But atochayin ladam das has to come first, because the Gemara says, amishayin lo deya, asa l'rachim alav. So that's an added nice vart, why deya is the first bakasha. Okay, so let's start now the nusach of atochayin ladam das. Everyone has their sidurim?
No.
Okay. Atochayin ladam das. What do the words mean? You graciously give das to Adam, to people. Umalameid le'enosh bina, and you teach bina, understanding, to enosh, which is also to people. So what does it mean here? We say atochinein la'adam das, umalameid le'enosh bina. We're not stam being poetic. There's two things going on here. There's das and there's bina. And not only that, but with das we say Hashem gives graciously to Adam das, to mankind, la adam das, umalameid la enosh bina. When we talk about Hashem teaching us bina, we say the word enosh. So what's the difference between das and bina, and what's the difference between adam and enosh? So there are many suggestions in the mefarshim. What I would like to say today is along the lines of what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says in his sefer Taima Dekra. Reb Chaim, it means, it sounds like it means the same thing as adam. We're about to explain the differences. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer called Taima Dekra. It's on Tanakh, and at the end of that, he has a few shtikalach on Tehillim, on Tefillah, and this is his first one on this bracha. Atochinein l'adam das, umlamed l'enosh bina. What he says there is similar to what the Chida says. The Chida in his sefer Machzik Bracha, in Simen Kuf Tes Vav. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says at the end of his piece, Shuv Heruni, they showed me that the Chida said it's similar a few hundred years before that, but this is the basic mahalach that they say. And the pshat is like this. It starts with the Mishnah in the Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Dalet, says as follows. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Dalet, and Pirkei Avos. Im ein bina, ein das. Im ein das, ein bina. If there's no bina, so there's no das. If there's no das, there's no bina. So you see the Mishnah there is mentioning these two things. What are the two different things? So Rashi says there on Pirkei Avos, Rashi says the Yesod, das godol mi bina. Das is a higher madrega than bina. Rashi goes on to explain that das means knowledge, that a person knows a lot of information, and not only that, but he could prove it to be true. He knows this klar, that this is true, and he knows a lot of things. That's das. Whereas bina is understanding, as the Mefarshim always say about bina, that it's one is mevin davar mitoich davar. He could extract one din from another, from one thing he understands the concept. He's mevin, havana means to understand. So bina is understanding a concept, and when you understand it, then you can apply one thing to another. But even so, Rashi says das is a higher level than bina. It's because das, you know all the information, you know it clear. Bina, whatever you know, you're able to understand and to have a havana in it and to try to figure out based on that. But it's not the same level of das. A person could have the level of bina, but he might not necessarily be knowledgeable and he might not be able to prove the facts. He's saying misvar. Person could be a big lamdan and could try to figure out one thing from another, but if you know everything, if you know kol ha'tera kula, that's a higher level, that's the level of das. So on that, the Mishnah in Avi says, im ein bina, ein das. If you don't have understanding, so then your das, your knowledge is also incomplete. It's im ein bina, ein das. If you don't have a deep understanding of it, so the das is incomplete. However, on the other hand, im ein das, ein bina. If you have no das, you don't know, you don't have the vast knowledge of the facts, so then the bina is not so valuable. Like we said, someone could be a big lamdan, could understand things, but if he doesn't have all the facts correct, if he doesn't have all the dinim straight, so then that's not going to get him too far. And therefore Rashi says there, the yisoy, that das is gadol mi bina. Based on that, these mefarshim explain that when we talk about Hashem giving us das and Hashem giving us bina, it's two levels of wisdom. Das is the knowledge, the knowledge to be able to prove something, to be able to know it perfectly. And then bina is a lower level of knowledge. That's a level where you can understand things and apply one to another, but you don't have that encompassing knowledge called das. So why is it by Adam and Enosh? What's the difference Adam and Enosh? So they say like this, that Adam, the word Adam represents the highest level of mankind. They bring a Taisis in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes. Taisus says that when it says Adam, it means Hamu'ula ba'Adam, someone who's on the highest madrega. That's Adam. When we say Enosh, it sounds like a synonym. It's also referring to mankind. But the truth is, Enosh represents a lower level, someone who's not on such a high level as Adam. To bring a Rashi in Yeshaya, in Paraches, the beginning of Paraches, Pasuk Aleph, Rashi says there about Enosh, that Enosh means someone who's Enoi Chacham, who's not on the highest level of Chachma. I saw recently, they came out with a Sefer Mamash just a few weeks ago called Rav Schwab on Eoiv. Goes through Eoiv with Rav Schwab, he used to give Shiurim on it, one of his sons wrote it over. So he says there in the fifth parak of Eoiv, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, there it says Enosh, and Rav Schwab says that the reason why Enosh is referring to someone on a lower level is because the person in the Torah who was Enosh was the grandson of Adam, and from that time and on, man sunk to a much lower level. Enosh, that's when Avodah Zarah started, in the times of Enosh. So Enosh represents a lowly person, a person who's not on the same level as Adam. And based on that, Reb Chaim Kinevsky says that's the pshat in his bracha. Atoch einein la'adam das, you give graciously to Adam, to the people on a very high level. Das, the das, the encompassing knowledge of that's on a higher level. Umalamid le'enosh bina, even to an Enosh, to a mere mortal, to a person who's not on the same level as Adam, bina, you at least give him understanding, at least that he should be able to have that second level of chachma called bina, even though he doesn't have the highest level called das. So again, that's the matchup. Adam with das and Enosh to bina, because Adam is the higher level than Enosh, and therefore he's given das, which Rashi says in Pirkei Avos, is a higher level than the level of bina. So that's what we say, that Hashem does that. Now what do we add? Now comes the bakasha in the bracha. Chaneinu me'itcha. Give us graciously me'itcha from yourself. Deya bina v'haskel. What's deya bina v'haskel? So deya and bina is the same thing we just said. Das and bina, those two levels. V'haskel. What is a haskel? It's a lashon of seichel. But what aspect are we talking about when we say deya bina v'haskel? So the Vilna Gaon says in the Siddur Hagra, it's brought that the Gaon says, it's in the pirish called the Avnei Eliyahu, which was written by the grandson of the Vilna Gaon. But a lot of the pirish of the Avnei Eliyahu comes from the Torah of his grandfather, the Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon says like this, when it talks about a haskel, we're referring to the aspect of hatzlacha, having hatzlacha in remembering your learning. A person could learn, a person could have das, a person could have bina, but then he doesn't retain his learning, he forgets. It happens to all of us. So we ask, v'haskel, Hashem should give us hatzlacha. Haskel is a lashon of hatzlacha in seichel, hatzlacha in learning. In what aspect specifically? That the Torah should not be forgotten, that we should be able to retain our learning. The Gemara Megillah, the Avav HaMebeis, famous Gemara that says, Yogati umatzasi tamin, right, that the way a person succeeds in his understanding of learning is through yegia, through working hard. That's the way you understand learning. However, the Gemara says, Lo'ukmi girsa, to retain and to remember your learning. Rashi says there, Shaloi tishtakeach mimenu, that it shouldn't be forgotten from him. Zok the Gemara, siyatahu min shemaya. That's the expression, siyata d'shmaya, help from Shemayim, help from Hashem. There are many people who learn. Some remember, some don't. What's the difference? What's the difference between the people? The answer is, vada, you need chazara. But even after chazara, a person chazes 10 times. Some people will remember, they'll remember what daf something is on, they'll remember that they had this gemara, they'll remember what the gemara's maskan is, and other people, even chazing the same amount of times, won't be able to get it. So the aleph beis is chazara. First you have to chazer, you have to understand it right the first time, and then chazer it. But after that, the gemara says it's siyata min shemaya. The person that has need siyata de shemaya. That's what we're asking here in this bracha. You give us das, but chaneinu meyitcha deo bina, both levels, das and bina, v'haskel, but also give us hatzlacha to retain the learning. I saw an incredible thing in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chesamid Aleph. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that at b'chol bracha, bracha, at every bracha in Shemayna Esrei, a person can add. He could lengthen the bracha. He could add his own words to add me'inyan oisei bracha. He could add along the lines on that topic of that bracha. He could add, if he has sick people, a lot of people do this in Rifa'enu, so you add a yiratzen and you give names of a chayla, right? Many people have a minute to do that. So Rashi says, what does the Gemara mean? B'chol bracha bracha me'ayin that bracha? Rashi says, for example, imahaya mishakeach talmudai. If someone forgets his learning, he learns a lot, but then he forgets it. So ma'arich b'choinin hadas. He should add words, add bakashas, personal bakashas in choinin hadas. You see that Rashi says, what's the topic of the bracha of choinin hadas? Not just to have das, but im hoya mishakeach tamuda, if he forgets his learning, which many of us have that problem, that we forget our learning, still, the person should be ma'isif in choinin hadas, and then that's a skula. And that, according to the Goyin, is what we're saying in this word of haskel. Choneinu me'itcha de'a bina v'haskel. You should give us day, you should give us bina, and everything that you give us, we should be able to retain it. That's the lashon of the bracha, de'a bina v'haskel. Now, one interesting lashon over here, choneinu me'itcha. Give us graciously me'itcha from yourself. It's a funny lashon. We're talking to Hashem. Atochinein l'adam das. Just say choneinu, de'a bina v'haskel. Why do we have to say from yourself? I was thinking of a very interesting pshat, that it could be like this. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Ches, tells us that when you see an extraordinary chacham, you're supposed to make a bracha. But if you see a chacham, a Jewish chacham, a chachmei HaTorah, it's a different bracha than the chachmei Umas HaOlam. So if by a chachmei Yisrael, what's the nusach of the bracha? You're supposed to say, Shechalak mei chachmasei li reyav. Hashem gave from his chachma to the ones who fear him. Shechalak mei chachmasei li reyav. Whereas by the Umayis HaOlam, if you see a chacham of a Umayis HaOlam, one of these professors who are very, very smart and extraordinarily smart, you make a bracha on him. What bracha do you make? Ashanasan mechachmasai, shanasan mechachmasai, lebasar v'dam. You don't say liyreyav, you say lebasar v'dam. But there's also a difference in the beginning. The bracha by a chacham is called shecholak mechachmasai liyreyav. And by a goy, we say shenosan, that you gave chachma lebasav adam. What's the difference between shecholak and shenosan? Hashem gave both of them chachma. One of them chachma satayra, one of them chachma chitzaynis. So what's the difference shecholak and shenosan? So the mashal over there in Brachas Tafnun Ches says, shecholak means when someone gives a chelak of themselves. He like imparted in the prison from, he gave a part and parcel of Hashem himself. That's chachma satayra. As you know, the famous Lashon HaZoyar. The Zohar in Parshas Achrei Mois, it says, Kutsha brichu, oraisa v'Yisrael chadu. So what does that mean? We don't understand that fully, but Hashem and the Torah, and Klal Yisrael as well, is really all one entity. So Hashem and the Torah is really together. When Hashem gives someone the Chachmah of Torah, what he's really doing is parting with part of the essence of Hashem, whatever that means, and Hashem gives away that oraisa, that Torah, to the person. So when he gives Chachmah to a goy, Hashem nosan mechachmasai lebasav adam, he gave him nosan, he gave away Chachmah. But shechalak mechachmasai has that connotation that Hashem gave a chelik of himself, he gave a part of himself to Chachma Yisrael. That's why you say Shecholak Mechach Masi Liriv by Chachma Yatayra. So I think Lefiza, that could be the lashon here. Choneinu Meitcha. We're not asking that Hashem should give us worldly knowledge and understanding in the Mili Da Alma. Faket, what we're asking this whole bracha is Chachma Satayra. We're talking about knowledge and understanding in Torah. And if that's the case, we want to know and understand and remember the Torah. So we say, Choneinu Meitcha, give us graciously from where? Meitcha, from yourself. From Hashem, which includes the Dairaisa, includes the Torah, Kutcha Brichu Vairaisa, Chadu. So what we're saying, Choneinu Meitcha, could possibly mean not just to give us Chachma, but to give us from yourself. It's specifically the Chachma Satayra that we're pursuing and that we're asking for. So that could be a Geshmak Pshat, why we say this Lashon, Choneinu Meitcha, showing that we're referring to the Chachma Satayra that comes from Hashem and not other Chachmas in the world. Okay, then the Chasim of the bracha ends, Baruch Ata Hashem, which means that you, Hashem, are the source of all blessing. Choinein hadas. What does choinein hadas means? You are the one who gives das graciously. Choinein is to give graciously hadas. And at the end of the bracha, I would assume that das over here doesn't mean as opposed to bina or haskel. This is the general terminology already. Choinein hadas, and Hashem gives us all levels of intellect and all levels of wisdom. That's the chasima here, choinein hadas. So that is the first bakasha here in Shemana Esrei, the bracha of choinein hadas. Let's see, yeah.
Adam doesn't exist anymore? There's no people who are Adam?
No, I didn't say Adam could exist. It just means Adam is talking about a person who's on a higher level. A person who's a Ben Torah, a person who has Chachma Satayra. So you give him Das.
Since Enosh, no more people.
No, the reason why Enosh is referring to a person these days who's on a lower level is because after Enosh, the mankind sunk to a lower level. That's just the reason that Rav Schwab suggests why it's called Enosh, yeah.
Why is it called Bina? The bracha is more about das, is more important, and the ending of the bracha.
No, we want all levels. Not everybody's holding a level where he could get das, where he could get that encompassing knowledge and know everything. So we're asking Hashem should give everybody on his level, someone who's an Adam, who's mukshar, who's a keli to get das. So Hashem should graciously give him das. Umalamid lanoish bina, but Hashem should also teach enosh, someone who's on a lower level, he should teach him bina. You mean because in the article it says bina on top of it. It's das and bina. The bracha really has to do with both. The bracha, the chasima is choinen hadas, making it sound like that's the ikur. But that's, I think, choinen hadas at the end of the bracha is really summing up the whole bracha as the chasima usually does, and therefore it's referring to the general terminology of all levels of chachma.